Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for shining on today. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Oscar Health. How are you feeling? Would you like to hook yourself up to an IV drip of vitamins? Do you know like that's a thing now? It is, right here in Westchester. New to me, but details on the way. And did you know your subconscious mind is wired to be empathetic? And if you show empathy by listening and trying to understand someone else's perspective, you will actually be happier. So says the science. Our first guest this morning is Mimi Nicklin, and she's here to talk about her book, Softening the Edge. She joins us via Zoom from Dubai. Mimi Nicklin, how long have you been in Dubai?
I have been here for around about 3 years now.
And what brought you there?
My current role. So I came here to run a global advertising agency based in this region.
You came here to run a global advertising agency, but we are speaking of empathy, yes?
We are indeed.
Okay, so tell me how you've married these two facets of yourself.
Yes, absolutely. So as I said, I came here to run an advertising agency. That's something I've done for the last 15 years. But the experience turning around this business and my ability to use empathy and emotional intelligence to really turn around the business led me to write my most recent book, which has just recently become a bestseller, including in the US, which is very exciting, which is all about empathy in leadership.
Yes, and you have a YouTube channel, Empathy for Breakfast. Here's where I want to start, Mimi. Who taught you to have empathy?
I think for me, empathy's always been quite a natural facet of my personality. But what we do know about empathy is that it's something we're born with. So there is a misunderstanding out there that some people have more or less empathy, but actually it's something we're all born with. And it's a choice. It's a choice how we activate it. So I think in my life, I grew up in a family that really valued empathy, valued the understanding of others and fairness and understanding in our community. But without a doubt, it's something that we can all learn and hone.
Okay. For people who didn't grow up in an empathetic home, where would we begin retraining our brains?
The beginning of all empathy really starts with listening. So there's two things that I think are really interesting here. First of all, the way that the brain works due to the neuroplasticity of the brain, which is basically how the brain molds and flexes. The first great thing about empathy is simply the decision to be more empathetic will lead you to be more empathetic, because once you send that instruction to your brain, it will start to use that muscle. So that's the first great thing. The second thing is that listening is probably the backbone of all empathy. So simply bringing awareness to really listening to people when they talk, not just hearing their voice, but listening to what they're saying, looking at their body language, understanding their perspective is a huge step in the right direction.
Okay. You know, just a couple of weeks back, we had on Bishop Michael Curry. He's the pastor who married Meghan and Harry, you know, a few years back. And he said exactly what you just said. He said, love is a decision. If you first make the decision to come from a loving place, you will be more loving. So I guess decision is step number one and listening step number two. We have a little bit of a problem in our country, I believe, where listening has become, the second we hear someone disagrees with us, we kind of stop listening.
Yes, I think one of the greatest things about empathy is that it's judgment-free. To really empathize with someone, you're simply listening to understand. That is the goal of empathy. It's about understanding and not judgment. It's judgmentless. But yes, I think there are problems all over the world, definitely not just in America, with people finding it hard to listen to people that don't necessarily agree with their opinion or ideology. So certainly it's something that you have to focus on overcoming.
Focus on overcoming that, because I think right away when we hear someone disagrees with us, we don't feel safe. So we need to shore ourselves up first to feel secure and then empathetic. You say there's a connection between empathy and mental health. Tell me more about that.
Absolutely, there is, particularly in the workplace. So when we're looking at organizations, I mean, coming out of COVID-19 for sure, but equally before these times, the ability to feel heard, to be seen, to feel recognized in the workplace is an incredibly important facet of lowering stress levels, of lowering anxiety levels. And what we know is that when people do feel seen and heard, it's a fundamental human need, in fact, part of sort of evolutionary development of the human race. We see stress levels, anxiety, even depression go down. So Absolutely. When we see empathy levels going up, we also see emotional wellness going up. So there is a very direct link between empathetically led teams, organizations, communities, even sports teams, any group of people. When you have high empathy levels, you have higher emotional well-being as well.
We're talking to Mimi Nicklund. Where is the land of your birth?
The land of my birth is actually England.
Okay, you're from England. I would have said Australia. You have such a beautiful, beautiful voice. So, and Mimi, tell us the name of your new book.
My new book is called Softening the Edge, and it's available on Amazon.com now. It talks all about how this innate ability of the human race, this innate ability to empathize, to understand each other, is changing the world. And I hope can go on to change the world even more as we move past the difficult times that we've seen so far in 2020. I've lived now across 7 countries in the last 13 years. And what I've learned is that we are all far more alike than we are different. So wherever you're from, whatever country you're born in, whatever context you come from, as human beings, we share far more that brings us together. And that's really one of my passion points, is spreading that message and talking about how we can connect with others regardless of where we came from and who we are.
7 countries over 13 years. My word, you have a wonderful life. Empathy is the topic. When you mentioned just before empathy in the workplace, I was just having a conversation the other day with a coworker who was really still so angry that back in March, when the lockdown began, those who were left in the building were left here without any word from anyone. There was no empathy towards the people who were left working while others went home. I'm sure everyone had a lot to focus on, but it really had still affecting mental health for some people to think of the trauma, because we've all been through this trauma of being through a pandemic. So I'm definitely seeing how empathy from leadership is just such a game changer in the workplace.
It absolutely is. And it's a conversation that's rising in traction and interest almost daily. So when I think back to November 2019, this conversation was really nowhere. Empathy was not a word that was covered in the media. Today, and I hope that your listeners, after hearing this today, will suddenly realize and suddenly see this word everywhere. It's there's a real changing consciousness around the importance of empathy from leaders in all areas, whether that's community leaders, political leaders, business leaders, healthcare leaders, any leaders. The ability to understand each other as a human race is more important than ever.
Yes, yes. If we don't come to understand each other, we can't continue this way, that's for sure. All right, let's talk about self-empathy. Give us some advice on how we can cultivate that.
Self-empathy is really our ability to understand ourselves in a deep way, to understand how we're feeling, how we respond to things, what environments make us feel strong, well, healthy, and how we thrive. And what we know about self-empathy is people that excel in self-empathy also find themselves excelling in areas such as innovation, creativity. They tend to have more confidence. We also see areas of mental wellness go up. So anxiety, depression, those types of issues tend to be lower in people with high self-empathy. So indeed, there's lots of positive research that shows that this is something we should really be talking about and focusing on a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Mimi, do I hear screaming children in your home?
I'm really sorry. Yes, you do. You're going to have some empathy with me.
We love that. Moms everywhere are saying, I think that was a screaming child. As long as the child is okay, that's all that matters. We love that.
Cared and loved for downstairs, but she's definitely moving towards bedtime in my part of the world.
Okay, we won't keep you too much longer. How about being empathetic with our spouses? You know, with someone you're so familiar with, we can lose some of our kindness at times.
Yeah, I talk a lot about empathy in the home as well, in relationships, both positive relationships and even when we have more complex discussions or heated discussions. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves to really empathize with those that are closest to us, because we can become almost lazy in that familiarity. But certainly really, as I mentioned earlier, focusing on listening, on really listening to what people are saying and understanding their context, and in being curious. Because at the end of the day, curiosity drives all understanding. Curiosity is our data. The more curious we are about those we love, those we're married to, those we share a home with, the more connected we can be. So Absolutely. Empathy with those closest to us is something we should be really conscious of, especially when we're coming out of quite complex times in lockdown or quarantine scenarios, where often we're spending time with people more than perhaps we have for a long time. Understanding how other people are experiencing your reality can be a really powerful trait.
How do you teach that child of yours to be empathetic?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I spend a lot of time with her. She's 3 years old. And we talk about understanding and kindness a lot. It's something I've brought her up to understand. I think language is really important. I use phrases with her, such as, how do you think they feel? How would you feel if that happened to you? Why do you think that person has done this or is doing that? So lots of open-ended questions that really teaches her to put herself in the shoes of others. And it's really powerful because children are born with empathy. We're all born with it. We, in fact, forget it as we grow up. So naturally, children can do this really, really well. And if you start asking your child that question, you know, how do you think that person feels? They tend to be incredibly accurate. They're very, very astute. They're very, very natural empathizers. So lots of open-ended questions and really encouraging them to think of the realities of others until that becomes more of a habit.
Mimi Nicklin, our guest, her book, Softening the Edge. What do we do, let's say, in the workplace when there is little empathy around?
It's a brilliant question, and it's something that's on everybody's lips right now. One of the great things about empathy is it's quite contagious, for want of a better word. People tend to respond to empathy with empathy. And that is because subconsciously, as human beings, we are tuned to do that. So one of the first things we can do is ensure that we model that we lean into people physically, emotionally. Eye contact, incredibly important. When you make really good eye contact with people, you'll find that people naturally respond with more eye contact, with more understanding. Something else that we can do is called mirroring, which is when you mirror, you reflect both body language and also verbal language. So when someone is explaining something to you, if you take the opportunity to repeat back to them the last 3 to 5 words that they said to you, you'll find two things happen. One, they feel more connected. They feel you've heard them. So they often share more. So you may find deeper connection, better relationship, or just more insight into them. But also it allows you to ensure you really did understand them. That repetition back, saying, what I think I heard was this, am I right? Or did I hear that right? Certainly creates connection. And as those relationships build, as I said, you'll find that empathy tends to be a ripple effect, and that those relationships in that context improve in empathy levels over time.
Empathy has a ripple effect. Very nice. And you say there's a science behind empathy. Is there?
I mean, there is, yes. Empathy is something that we're born with physiologically. There's a lot of studies going on out there at really prominent universities across the US and in the UK that study the neuroscience of empathy, where there are academics who have really spent lots of time, years now, studying how the brain processes and responds to empathy. One of my favorite pieces of that science is that what we learned was that when people empathize, they also experience higher levels of joy. Because again, evolution is a very clever thing. And it realized that if empathizing was joyful, it created happiness, the human race would be more likely to do it. So yes, there is science to it. There's plenty of data behind empathy, how we do it, and what impact it has. And that research continues across the US today.
Wow. Well, that is quite an incentive to think, if we really listen to other people, even if we don't agree with them or care for them that much, if we really listen to them, we'll be happier. That's quite an incentive.
It is indeed.
Softening the Edge, Mimi Nicklin, this has been wonderful. Thank you for your empathy. Where can we find out more about you and your book?
Thank you so much for having me. You can find out more about me on Instagram. That's at Mimi Nicklin, or on my website, which is miminicklin.com. And Softening the Edge is available on amazon.com.
Isn't she just a gem? Mimi Nicklin, Softening the Edge is her book. Empathy, being empathetic, can make us happier. I'll give it a try. And would you try this? Rolling up your sleeve for an IV drip of feel-good juice. Vitamins, minerals, hydration. Dr. Annie is the medical director for Prosper IV.
We all like to eat right. We all like to hope that we're eating well, that we're eating a large range of the vitamins and the nutrients that we need. But we all know that that's not necessarily in the cards on a daily basis. IV vitamin infusions can just step up our game a little bit, meaning if you haven't been eating the best this past couple of weeks for your immunity, say, right, to build up your vitamin C levels, your zinc levels, to help you fight infections, this time of the year is most important. And so you can come and you can get, let's say, our immunity drip, which really has such a high level of vitamins and minerals that you need for your health, and you're getting 100% absorption when you have one of these drips. So you come in, you get settled, we decide what drip is going to work best for your goals today, right where you are right now. And for each person, that's pretty individualized, right? Everyone's kind of got different goals. You can't get 100% bioavailability in the food that you eat. You eat something, it goes through your gut, and you're going to have a drastic reduction in how much is absorbed from the food and the drinks that you take in, because you just can't get 100% absorption depending on what you're eating along with the foods, depending on what's going on in your gut at that time. But if you come in and you get set up with an IV infusion, you have 100% bioavailability, which means 100% absorption into your cells, and you're just getting more bang for your buck than you do when you're eating something. It's not a replacement, obviously, for eating well, but it's a great tool to help us in our health, fitness, and wellness goals.
So is this like walking up to a juice bar and asking for like a carrot, celery, and wheatgrass? What's the menu like?
Right. So good point. So the menu is pretty neat. So we have signature drips, and we've got just a whole list of drips. If you go to the prosperiv.com, you can see them, but I'll tell you some of my favorites. So the classic is the hydration drip. So you come in and you say, I have been dehydrated lately. I'm not drinking enough water. I drank a lot, partied a little bit this weekend. Whatever might be the reason, you know, you're working out extra hard and you just feel like you just can't keep up with your hydration. You come in, we'll give you the hydration drip. Right away, you might be feeling more energetic because of the hydration drip. Your headache might be gone. You might feel a little bit less exhausted if you've been battling lack of sleep or allergies kind of messing with your daily routine lately. So the hydration drip will really make you feel better right away. You could step that up a notch and you can get the after party drip, which we have a lot of clients who love. And obviously hydration in there, but you're getting a little bit of an energy boost and a help to your liver to detox all of that alcohol that you've been having for the past few days. Those are really the people who come in for our after party drip. They feel better right away. You're getting rid of a hangover and you're also just feeling much better. You can get back to work, get back to working out that week, whatever it is that you want to get back onto your daily goals, get you back on track.
Okay, so here's the thing. Who's watching over this, Dr. Annie? I'm sure it's not a cookie cutter thing. There are some vitamins I shouldn't be taking. Who's watching over this if I'm getting a needle in my arm with an IV drip of nutrients?
Absolutely. Well, this is a medical IV spa. So you're having your, first of all, your first line are your RNs who are there, who are taking a detailed history whenever a new patient comes in. And detailed history also involves vital signs and also involves having a complete evaluation by myself along with the RN. So we're checking to make sure that there is no, say, some medications you might be on. You're on some chronic medications, and we want to make sure we're not doubling on too much for your body to absorb. We work together. Some of our clients, you know, in addition to chronic issues, they've got MDs on their end who are asking for them to come in and get these drips because it's really, you know, balancing out what's going on in their body. So I'll work together with some of the other, you know, internists, rheumatologists, we've got some endocrinologists. We work together with each individualized need. So while we have our signature drips, we've got a great menu on our website of the drips. It's not one size fits all, meaning we can add boosters, we can take things away. Nothing is really a one size fits all. These are just kind of starting points for us.
Okay. So here we are in the midst of a pandemic. Can the IV drips help us with that?
sure, sure, well, listen, everybody has to be following protocol. We still have to be smart about not going out or into crowded spaces or even just to work if we're feeling under the weather, if we've got a fever. So first things first at, you know, Prosper IV is we're safe. And we don't want anyone coming into our spa if they're not feeling well. So we've got that kind of protocol going on. Then you say, well, I might actually need your services to help fight a virus like the flu or COVID, or by the way, any of these other viruses going around right now where we're more likely to get sick during this time of year. So we have our immunity drip, which has some of the highest dose of vitamin C, selenium, zinc, all of these things that we know now are important elements to help increase our immune support and help our immune system fight off anything that we're coming into contact with. Our immunity drip is pretty popular right now, and people are feeling better even after they take it. You kind of feel like, all right, I'm more hydrated. I've got everything I need on board to help me face the world and fight everything I don't want right now.
I would think, you know, I would love to do something like this, like before a big event. So you're really feeling your best from the inside out. But what about athletes? Do you see a lot of athletes?
Yeah, we do. We see a lot of athletes, weekend warriors, you know, I call them athletes, but these are people, you know, they're working a desk job during the week. They're trying to stay healthy. So they're working out in the evenings, they're working out on the weekends. And our athletic performance strip is particularly geared toward helping people optimize muscle building, recovery, boosting their performance. So you're getting that muscle recovery. The athletic performance strip has some great blends of amino acids, particularly taurine, that really helps the muscles recover and rebuild. You can add to that an anti-inflammatory. One of the few prescription medications that we can add to one of our drips is Toradol. Now, if you've ever been in a lot of pain or you're an athlete, you know, working with recovery, you know, Toradol is a great anti-inflammatory. And we can add that to some of our drips. That's a perfect example of kind of tailoring the drip to a client's specific needs.
How long does it last? I take 11 supplements every night, but I have to take it every night. How often would I have a drip?
Well, think about this. You're taking those supplements orally, and you have to take them every night because you're not absorbing the majority of what you're taking by mouth. You're really not. So when you get a drip, you're getting 100% absorption. So that means really, depending on what you're taking it for and how underhydrated or low on these vitamins in particular that you're taking, you know, depending on how low you are depleted to begin with, will depend on if it lasts a couple of days, a week. When I talk to my clients, I feel that when they're coming in, they're getting a few days boost. So if they're coming in because they haven't been feeling well, they've been fighting a cold, they haven't been eating or drinking, you know, optimally, that boost can last for a week in them. It really depends on how depleted you are to begin with. Our diehard fans, our clients who have their packages and they're figuring out what works for them, they're coming in sometimes as often on a weekly basis.
How old do you have to be to go here?
Well, you know, we're not treating patients under 18 unless they're sent in specifically for a reason and I'll work together with their doctors. This is something that, you know, people 18 and over, they're taking their health into their own hands. They have responsibility for their health, so we're working with them. But that said, it can go up till 90-something years old. I mean, we have patients who are on the older side, so they're in their Medicare years, and they want a boost. They want to help, you know, help out their workout plan or the fact that they have a rheumatologic issue and their joints are killing them. They know that they can come in for one of these IV drips and they're going to feel a whole lot better than if they're, say, taking all those pills every day.
So how new is this? Like, I know there's one of these vitamin spas in Yonkers, but I've never heard of this before.
Right. So it's a really good question. We're not reinventing the wheel here. This is not new. None of these, you know, elements that we have in our IV infusions are new at all. I mean, they've been going on for years. They've just been giving them in hospitals because you come in because you had a stomach flu and you've been vomiting for days and you're severely dehydrated. They're giving these same drips with these same elements under emergency situations in the ER because you're just not feeling well. None of this is new. What's happening now is that we just realize that people in this country are taking their health into their own hands. They realize preventive medicine is important to you, but saying, I need to take better care of myself now. I want better skin. I want brighter skin. I want more energy. I want to make sure that I have the energy to work out, to take care of myself so that I'm not getting getting sick down the line. All of these elements have been there for years. It's just now in our country, people are taking their health into their own hands. So these IV vitamin spots have popped up all over the country. They're doing great in most cities. And by the way, we can offer concierge service. So somebody can come right to your house because for whatever reason, you're not feeling like coming into the store front, we'll come to you.
Oh, I like delivery. Prosper IV, that's Dr. Annie. You can find out more about her at docannie.com. And also Prosper IV in Yonkers, theprosperiv.com is where you go for more about that. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for tuning in to Shine On. You know, earlier this morning we mentioned Bishop Michael Curry. If you are reading his book, Love is the Way, and you want to share what you think, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. Just pop over to the website, casey.co, K-A-C-E-Y.co. Love to get you on the air with your thoughts about that book. Remember, we talked about reading it together? Yes, you're all shy. I understand. And as we travel through this pandemic together, I am not shy about bringing you our thought for the day. It's from the Dalai Lama, who said, if you feel burnout setting in, if you feel demoralized and exhausted, it's best for the sake of everyone to withdraw and restore yourself. Shine on.